I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church in Chittenango, New York, and I would like to take a moment and thank the Mars Hill Network for giving us local pastors the opportunity to be a pastor for the day. We are so blessed also that you take the time to listen as we encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Let us listen to Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5. Jesus warns, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Messiah and will deceive many." Let us pray. Father, we ask your blessing over this devotional, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today in our generation, we live in a world with a wide variety of information and opinions. And many of us would rather listen to someone's opinion based upon their education and experiences rather than discovering truth ourselves. I believe as followers of Christ, we must learn to harness a perceptive spirit that will enable us to discern what is actually true so that we do not become deceived by what is false. The only way we can accomplish this is by becoming grounded in God's word of truth. Listen to Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. "Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Amen. The Bible teaches us that the more time we spend with God in prayer and filling our minds with his word and practice, the more guarded we will become against deception. His word enables us to be able to perceive and understand what is truth. This has been true since the beginning of time. Let us now listen to John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being." Oh, amen to God's Word. We need to believe and accept this profound reality. Every Christian believer has the personal responsibility to renew their minds in God's truth so that we do not become deceived and led astray by falsehood. So what or who do you listen to? What informs your thoughts and actions? What or who do you conform to? How personally important is God's word to you? Do you know for certain what God's good, pleasing, and perfect will is? Jesus teaches us what his Father's will is. Now let us listen to John 6, verse 40. "For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day." Amen. Do you behold Christ Jesus, and do you believe in him for who he truly is? It is our prayer that you can say absolutely yes, because apart from him, you will be deceived. So if you haven't already received him, you can today. He is only one prayer away. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your pastor for the day.